On Sunday morning, a member of the Kehillah went to the cemetery to check to see where they had ended up burying Shraga. What he saw made him stop in his tracks.
Oy vey! Vot a bizoyin! Vot a disgrace to the Heilige Shagasaye!
He couldn't believe his eyes. Shraga, the simple tailor, had been buried right next to the Heilige Shagasaye. Pretty soon, the whole town had heard about what happened. A crowd of people came to the shul to discuss what needed to be done.
I mean, Dach from Rookie and I back from Dach. I mean, she's out there, Heilige Platz. She's Mama's a Bazaar to the Heilige Shagasaye.
But on my suit, it's a posh to rebury a guy. I mean, he already buried him. You can't. It's not a posh to take him out. I mean,
oi, oi, oi. Who knows if he will be punished in Ashramayim for this terrible thing? To bury as a mensch near the going in Tzaddik, I don't know.
But on my suit, I mean,
you're right. But.
Michal, we dürfen rücken, we dürfen rücken auf weg. It's nicht partial, it's nicht partial.
It's not partial.
You're not allowed to move once someone's buried. You're not allowed to move.
You think you should move? You
know
halacha. You
know
halacha. Someone else
is not. Rabbi, the Rovju wants quiet. Sha, sha! Rabbi, the Rov wants quiet.
Moirai v'Rabbi, I too was very sad to find out what happened. But the Rosh HaKehillah Reb Yankif told me about something that took place a few hours before Shraga was Nifter. Reb Yankif, please tell the Olam what you told me.
All right. We was called to Shraga's house, and he told us that many years ago, he was the one who rescued a boy that had been taken from the Heilige Shagasaryer's house. He also told us that the Shagasaryer promised him that he would be buried right next to the Shagasaryer. I mean, we told him, we can't believe him. And the last words that he said before he was nifter was, "The Shomayim is my witness."
Thank you, Reb Yankif. Rabbi, it's not for nothing that Shraga used the words, "The Shomayim is my witness." It seems that Min HaShomayim, they fought to keep the words of the Shagas Aryeh, a promise made 25 years ago, held strong, and caused a thunderstorm to help that Shraga Taka be buried right next to the Heilige Shagas Aryeh. This simple tailor saved a Yiddish and a Shama, and Hashem saved his covet. How great are the brachas of tzaddikim that nothing could break their strength.
Kindelach, we know that there's a rule called Tzadik Geizer BaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikayim. A tzadik decrees something, and Hashem does what they say. There's many reasons for this. One of the secrets of this rule is, when a person guards his tongue from speaking things that he's not supposed to, his words are very, very powerful. They are pure, they're not tainted with any impurities. A tzadik never says Lashon Hara. He never says words that he's not supposed to. And he never embarrasses anyone. Such a mouth has tremendous power that he could give someone a bracha and Hashem will carry out what the tzaddik said. Let us too keep our mouths pure so that when we are mispalel and when we give someone a bracha, it should be mikuyim. Thank you for listening, and we look forward and sharing many more stories in the future.